And our last headline takes us to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Last week, MIT's latest graduating class crossed the commencement stage, leaving Cambridge for a host of high-profile jobs, but one man is trying desperately not to leave. James Shirley is associate professor of biological engineering at MIT. The school recently denied him tenure. Shirley says it's because he's black, though MIT denies the charge. He's now scheduled to vacate his post on June 30th. Professor Shirley discussed his case with NPR's Tony Cox.
The requirements for tenure are pretty universal. There are some important components such as teaching and service to the institute, but the big one is impact in your field of investigation, in your field of study. And that's measured in a number of ways, and ultimately your colleagues have to decide whether you've had that significant impact.
Now, in terms of the denial of your tenure at MIT, what grounds did the university give you for denying tenure to you?
Well, one of the things that happens in this process is that you get that information from the person who's responsible for deciding your tenure case, which in this case was my chair, and I'm still waiting for an answer to that question.
So you, you don't know the grounds as we speak.
I don't.
And you went on a hunger strike earlier in the year to allege that you were denied tenure because of your race.
The reason that I went on hunger strike is because when I asked to have my complaints evaluated fairly by the university, I found that my case was being obstructed by the provost. So this is a situation where you discover that the judge is corrupt. And so what do you do in that situation? Well, I appealed to the president, and the president supported the provost. And at that point, I was left to do something like a hunger strike to let people know what was going on.
Corrupt is a very strong word. What do you mean by that precisely?
What I mean is that if you are responsible for adjudicating a case and the complainant brings to you charges such as conflict of interest and racial discrimination, you cannot then say to your investigating committee, don't consider those that aspect of the complaint. And that's what's happened. Because basically what I mean is that this provost essentially eviscerated the basis for my case and did not allow a proper investigation to be had. Currently, I and my research group are demonstrating at MIT because the provost will not allow this process to be completed. He has imposed a deadline of June 30th and has said that he's going to, in fact, evict us from our laboratory at that time.
Do you think, or are you of the opinion, that your research in the area of stem cell research, particularly with your stated or printed or published is the right word I'm looking for, position against embryonic stem cell research, does that in any way factor, do you think, into the decision by MIT not to grant your tenure?
Well, I've said before, and I'll say it now, that I'd be naive to think that that position has played no role in what's going on. But the truth of the matter is, I can't see any specific evidence that that is, in fact, the problem. What I can see is that race and my race has played a role in the negative decision that I've received.
MIT obviously has denied any racist intent in terms of the denial of your tenure, and they say that you have not provided for them any concrete proof of evidence of racism. What do you say to that?
I say that the proof lies in their policies. They have a policy where they bring in minority assistant professors into targeted minority positions. They don't tell them that they're being brought into those positions. And those positions have arbitrary allocation of resources, resources that are critical for the success of laboratories. And I have learned that the lack of independent lab space that I've experienced for my entire time at MIT reflects that arbitrary allocation of resources.
Based on what you've already described, this is my final question, that the position of MIT with regard to your employment at the end of this month, June 30, what do you intend to do July 1?
I'll be in my laboratory until someone takes me out.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with MIT professor James Shirley about tenure denied.